is Matthew Binnington. Next up on WGXC.
Hey, it's Gracie. Sarah. From the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kentucky, Athens. And you're listening to
Information News.
Acra at 90.7 FM. Keep on being you.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Acra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Annual Hall Foundation for the Visual Arts. The Green County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered to Green County YF, American Youth Football, end quote.
Actually, the two leagues are in a dispute, and the Cairo Town Board turned over the use of the shed that was full of the other league's equipment. Stacy Searson White, the cheer coordinator and now president of Green County Pop Warner, said at the board's August 16th meeting, and I quote, "You turned over the shed with our contents in it without even notifying us. We did not even find out from the board that somebody had asked to use it, and access was already given to somebody else," end quote. As a public platform, at the meeting, the town board declined to amend or rescind their incorrect resolution and gave the youth group using the shed first 3 to 5 days to remove their property from the shed. Green County Pop Warner is not having football this fall, only cheer, because many volunteers, football coaches, and board members from the group left to form their own league. Town Supervisor Jason Watts explained he was not sure what he was voting on in the original resolution. Watts said, and I quote, "I didn't even realize we were taking it away from you. When we did it, I went out and I started looking for another building for you to go in and found one right in the town park. You told me you didn't want that one," end quote. The story also quotes representatives from both leagues saying they are doing it all for the children. Read more about this story.
I've got some new stuff, man. I wanna bring it up. I wanna get it.
The mild cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that tax bills for residents in the Ichabod Crane Central School District will be mailed by August 31st, and residents of Chatham, Kent, Kinderhook, Nassau, Skodak, Stockport, and Stuyvesant will see their school tax bills around then, too. Ichabod Crane Central School District business manager Mike Brennan said, and I quote, "The bills are mailed by August 31st, and payment is set for September 1st through the 30th. If you pay in the month of October, there's a 2% penalty. After November 1st, all the bills are handed over to the county. If someone hasn't paid by November 1st, they will pay directly to the county. The county makes us whole after the new year on all of these unpaid taxes. Taxes can be dropped off at any time at the Valencia Bank of Green County. They can also be mailed or paid online," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amal Craig reports for News 10 that New York Department of Environmental Conservation is proposing a statewide fee for every ton of trash that does not get recycled or composted. $5 surcharge per ton of trash, DEC says, would discourage disposal and generate $133 million per year. DEC said in a statement, and I quote, "By focusing on reducing waste at its source, returning materials back to productive use, and diverting waste from landfills, harmful greenhouse gas emissions will be avoided while sustaining the supply chain," end quote.
In all, the DEC proposed solid waste management plan got more than 1,000 comments from the public. Read more about this story at Newsstand website. And that wraps up the WDXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WDXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. Become a WDXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WDXC newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And beyond, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm from Manhattan.
I really believe this is a very sad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election.
Former President Donald Trump surrendered himself to Fulton County, Georgia yesterday and is out on a $200,000 bond. Along with 18 other co-defendants, he's being charged with an assortment of crimes relating to tampering with the outcome of the 2020 election. He said he did nothing wrong and pointed the finger of blame at the prosecutors in the case, saying they were interfering with an election. After Wednesday's Republican primary debate, some political experts feel the candidates began to come into their own, although their performances were somewhat lackluster. Tim Carney at the American Enterprise Institute notes a change the debates made in the race.
Nikki Haley made herself more of a force in this race. That would be the primary change. The fundamental fact is that Donald Trump still is way ahead in the polls. He's way ahead in the Iowa and New Hampshire polls. And for that reason, that hasn't changed.
The former president skipped the debate and did a pre-taped interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Carney feels the former president's reasons for not attending the debate were more self-serving than in the public interest. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has indicated impeachment proceedings against President Joe Biden could move forward when Congress returns to session next month. Formal articles of impeachment were filed against Biden by Florida Republican Representative Gary Stubb earlier this month. While Senate Republicans are worried about how this could play out, Cedric Richmond with the Democratic National Committee says instead of Biden, McCarthy is the one who should be worried.
McCarthy wakes up every day praying he still has 218 votes to be Speaker of the House. I've been there and I know it. Depending on what he says today, it may change tomorrow, depending on where a handful of Republicans decide that they want to drag him around.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is calling on Washington to provide the state with increased funding to handle the influx of migrants. In a letter to Biden, Hochul demanded action on expedited work authorization to get migrants out of shelters, financial support for a slew of areas, and reimbursement of the state's National Guard. She describes the work both New York City and New York State have done to address the growing migrant population.
And in our budget, we allocated over $1 billion, now upwards of $1.5 billion, for providing shelter, National Guard, public health, transit, case management, and legal services to asylum seekers, especially the housing.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
So it'd be like layers of different kinds of candles, and it was sort of like this meditative, drip. So I'd often do that while I was talking to a friend on the phone or listening to music. I would just be like, drip, drip, drip.
And now, here's your WTXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Temperature high will be near 74 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 77 degrees. And on Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 58 degrees.
That's what I would probably do today.
And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia County.
Socialize, make friends, and who needs that when you have computers?
WGXC is made possible.
possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lee Jameson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Did it make you want to go to space? WGXC
underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
En la biblioteca pública de Catskill, nos gusta mucho tener programas del equipo de WGXC de la biblioteca desde el cuarto camino. Para información en cómo utilizar el espacio para una reunión suya, llame por favor 518-943-9230.
Are you a night owl? Do you like to keep other people awake?
And in space,
want to do
like,
a late night radio show on WGXC?
Like a months,
your community radio station has slots open for interesting late night shows. Something scary or strange.
There was really big news where I grew up because I grew up in New Hampshire, and there was a teacher from New Hampshire that was on board when the catastrophe happened. So that was one thing. And then also, less seriously, eating astronaut ice cream. I was like, if this is what like ice cream tastes like in space, what is like not as good food taste like in space? I really didn't like astronaut ice cream.
Astronaut ice cream was really good.
That's what everyone says, but I was like, the Earth ice cream is way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, now that I remember it, it sort of just tasted like a marshmallow.
Marshmallows aren't bad.
Yeah, except for those, like, colored ones that they're, like, the ones that they give you on Easter, they sometimes, when then you leave them out, they come all hard and stuff.
Yeah, anyways, I still find it interesting learning about people that go to space and what they explore, and, like, I like reading sci-fi and stuff like that, but I don't need to go to space. I'm glad you weren't influenced, Jada. Mm-hmm. Don't let them get you. We want you on Earth.
I feel like all the the series of books where they tell you like this is Helen Keller and this is like the president. I feel like those can be really interesting to read about though. You know? Like you get pulled in. I read like 20 different Helen Keller books in one day.
Wow. That's a lot of Helen Keller.
Yeah.
She's an interesting person.
It paid off. I had a essay in school and we had to pick a character and I picked Helen Keller and I knew everything about her already.
Cool. Jada, did you have any other books you wanted to talk about or was that it for today?
Pretty much it. The rest of the time I read this book that I already read. It's one of the Fairy Beyond Her Unicorn series. I like that a lot for some reason.
I know that series.
I think did you I say read Phoebe?
All the books.
Yeah.
Phoebe and her unicorn.
Uh-huh. I think that's right. Let me double check.
Those are very popular.
The book that has the cover ripped off. Dana or Dana Simpson. Yeah, that's the name.
It's a pretty good series. I love it a lot, but I read all the books already. Like, once you love a series, you just keep reading and reading, and then you realize you read it all.
Especially when it's a graphic novel series, it's a lot easier to just sail through them.
In my opinion, I love graphic novels more than anything. And like the pictures that they draw, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're big fans here at Bound by Books. Graphic novels. I have one I could share.
Ooh, can I see?
Yeah. It is called Two Tribes and it's by Emily Bowen Cohen. It's a cool name.
It rhymes.
I wonder if it actually rhymes or if it's a slight different pronunciation.
Bowen and Cohen.
And
I think that's how it's pronounced.
This is I would say it's a middle grade graphic novel, but it could also be good for teens. It's not a memoir, but it's like inspired by the author's life. And This is her debut graphic novel, and it explores the identity of a young woman named Mia, who is living with her mom and stepfather, and their family is Jewish, but her birth father is Muskogee, a Native American Muskogee, and lives in Oklahoma with his new wife and two kids. And Mia has just had their bat mitzvah, so they're feeling connected to their Jewish identity, and they just got all of his presents and stuff, but they're missing connection with their Muskogee identity and with their dad. But her dad and mom had a not so great relationship, and her mom isn't fond of her father and is hesitant to let them interact. And so Mia is scared to tell her mom that she wants to see her dad. So instead, she comes up with an idea to use her bat mitzvah money to run off secretly to Oklahoma from, I think they live in Los Angeles. I think they live in California, but to go many, many, many miles away to visit her dad. And she doesn't just like run away. She like comes up with the story, like she's going to be at this Jewish camp so that her mom doesn't worry about her, but she's still lying to her mother and crossing state lines in the process. And then also lying to her dad and her grandmother on the Muskogee side, because they think that the mom knows where she is and is okay with this. But of course, eventually that will catch up with her. But in the meantime, she has some nice moments connecting with her family, her extended family, including cousins, going to a powwow, learning a bit more about her culture that she'd really been missing. And it's an interesting book because it really does a good job of showing a person that has these two different cultures that are rich in various ways, and how there's some connecting elements, but how important it is to be connected with your various identities and your family. And it's a really nice book. I'd be curious to read more from her.
Did she have enough money to go home?
I believe she probably did.
That's good, because money is very important today. Like, hey, I need to get home because I'm going to be late for dinner. Where's the money? Like, you're not going to be able to ride a bus or somewhere or whatever to, like, for example, if I was trying to say, hey, I need to get this flight, but I don't have any tickets and I don't have any money, they'd look at me like I was crazy. So good, important thing to have money. Also enough so that you can buy gumballs and ice cream every day.
Yeah, you gotta have the road snacks too. So
yep.
For that trip. But yeah, I think it's unfortunate that she felt that she had to lie to make this trip happen. And it's good that she was able to like make it there safely. But yeah, I thought it was a really nice story. The artwork is not my favorite, I'll be honest, but it's not bad. I read the whole book. It didn't keep me from reading it. But I definitely have seen artwork in graphic novels that I've liked more. That's also her debut, so maybe that will become refined moving down through the years. But yeah, so that is called Two Tribes by Emily Bowen Cohen, and it's a middle grade graphic novel. Very cool.
That sounds like a really good book.
That was great. Did you want to talk about a book, Lily?
Yes.
Four books?
So this summer, I went to my library. So I live, when I live upstate for the summer, I go to the Athens Library, and I was just walking around, and then I stumbled upon the teen section, which I didn't know existed somehow, and I found a book called Heartstopper. And then when I went home, I read it, and I realized that it was the best book I had ever read. It was literally amazing. Like, it was the right amount of, like, people, like, building friendships, having fun. Like, it was the right balance of everything. The artwork was amazing, everything about it. And then I went to the library, and I looked for the second one. They didn't have it, so I put in a request for that. I read that. It was also amazing. And then from there on, I got hooked on it. And I read the entire series, which is about 7 books, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I can't remember how many. I think there's, are there that many? I thought there were maybe 4 out. And there's a 5th coming. And then there's a yearbook one.
Yeah.
And then there's some novels as well that aren't graphic novels.
Yeah, I did not read those. I borrowed them online on Libby, which like some libraries do, not all of them. And then I was like, wait, this isn't a graphic novel. I tried
reading it. Where are the pictures?
I tried reading it, but then it was like it just doesn't have the same feeling, you know? I feel like graphic novels have like a warm and fuzzy feeling, and like they're easier to read in some way, even though they might have the same amount of words and the same amount of like context, just more pages.
Yeah, it's a different reading experience for sure.
Yeah.
I did find it interesting that like the background of Heartstopper was that there was a book written about, is it Charlie's sister, Tori? I think it's Charlie has, Charlie's sister, Tori. So there was a book about Tori, and in that book, there were the characters of Charlie and Nick. And I guess she decided to develop their characters and like follow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they were kind of side characters in her story. And then she became the side character.
Yeah. I especially loved the one when they went to France.
I haven't read that yet. I've only read the first one.
No spoilers.
Yeah. And then I want to, I started watching the series, but it seems like I've maybe caught up to where I am in the book. So I want to, I might read book two before I continue with the series.
It's only on Netflix. And that's my one pet peeve, because I have Hulu and Disney Plus, like pretty much, and then like the free video ones, but I don't have Netflix. And I love Netflix, don't get me wrong, but everything's on there that I want to watch, and I don't have Netflix.
Maybe for a gift sometime, you can have a month of Netflix, just one month. You watch it all, just binge for a month, and then cancel.
Yep. But I have seen like little snippets of that, and it looked pretty good. What happened with Nick?
I don't know, because I have only watched.
He like looks completely different. He's not even blonde anymore.
Huh? I'd have to check. One thing I like that they included in the show from the comics is that there's little like sparkles and stuff. Like,
oh yeah,
you know how there's like little stars or hearts or flowers that show up. Like they incorporated that
for like the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they look at each other, little hearts. Like,
yeah. So they incorporated that into the series where there's like animations overlying the live action part, which I thought was cool. Nice little nod to the graphic novel. Yeah, that's cool. Glad you found a series that you love. I have a couple other books I could mention that I've not read yet, but they just came in at the library today. I haven't processed them yet, but they will be on the shelves soon. And they're both ones that I'm really excited to read. One is a graphic novel and one is a novel with a lot of illustrations and some graphic novel elements. So the one that's a graphic novel is called Ghost Book by Remy Lay. And I've read other books by them that I really liked. I really like their art style. And I'll read the description for this one because I've not read it yet. So it's Ghost Book. 12 years ago, the boy and the girl lived, but one was supposed to die. Oh, I think I mentioned this on a recent show as one that was coming out that I wanted to read. But it's here now in my hands. Julie Chen sees ghosts, but her dad insists they aren't real, so she pretends they don't exist, which is incredibly difficult now as it's Hungry Ghost Month, when the gates of the underworld open and dangerous ghosts run amok in the living world. When July saves a boy ghost from being devoured by a hungry ghost, he becomes her first ever friend. Except William is not a ghost. He's a wandering soul wavering between life and death. As the new friends embark on an adventure to return William to his body, they unearth a ghastly truth. For William to live, July must die.
No!
I said, when will that book be available? Oh my god.
That's rough.
When will that book be available? I want to read that now.
But look how cool the pictures look. Our radio listeners can't see them, but I love this artist's style. It's very colorful and...
I would say, screw you, William.
Sorry, William.
You know, we're not best friends yet.
I'm more corporeal than you. I get to stay.
Also, like, I live and you're already dead, so yep.
Yep. Well, technically William's not dead.
Pretty much dead.
Yeah.
What do they say? William's a wandering soul?
Pretty much dead, like I said.
Wandering soul.
He has nothing to look forward to in life. Dead. You know?
That is hard. If you just make a new friend, and then you have to, wanting to choose them. You're committed to being like, I want to like figure out how to make you come back to your body or whatever. And then you find out that it's not that simple.
He can't die.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I'll have to read to find out.
Definitely.
How will it be resolved? Who knows? So then the other book that I wanted to highlight is the new Stunt Boy book. I don't know if either of you have read Stunt Boy. It's by Jason Reynolds with drawings by Raoul III, both of whom I think are the coolest. And this one's called Stunt Boy In Between Time. The first one was called Stunt Boy In the Meantime, I believe.
I've read the first one.
It was so good.
I want to get the second one.
So this is it's a novel, but it has like, if you're somebody that likes graphic novels, I think you would still love this, even though it's not a graphic novel, because it has like a lot of pictures in their comic style. Mm-hmm. Woo. And Raoul III's artwork is super cool. He also does, he does graphic novels as well. And then he's had a lot of picture books that I've really loved too. So I don't actually know anything about this book, aside from the fact that it's a sequel to Stunt Boy in the Meantime, which was like the best book ever. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it was awesome. So I'll read the description on this one. Stunt Boy is back, or friend. Depends on if his super friends, Zola and Herbert, the worst who is now Herbert the okay, are running faster than him or not. But they're running, that's for sure. Up and down and in and out of their apartment building. Ding dang, elevator is broken. And wait a minute, back in. Is that an empty apartment? As in a perfect home base from where three superheroes can save the iguanas, trick the bullies, and not have to deal with the frets? Think so. Just needs a little spice. A little personalizing. Zola has three awesome markers. Or do the markers mark them?
Goodness, that's pretty fun. Markers that mark things.
Whee! But it sounds like this, like the first one, will be largely set in their apartment complex. But it's just like, I feel like this book is like super high-paced. So someone that needs a lot of stuff going on, like in their books, like a lot of dialogue, but also a lot of action and quirky, funny stuff, lots of cool characters. Plus the illustrations will really like this. And I think this is one that you definitely want to have a physical copy so you can check out their illustrations. But if the audiobook is as good as the first audiobook, I listened to the first one and it was also really good. Like they did a really good job like incorporating sound effects and like the reader was really great. But I actually, for the first one, listened to it, but then made sure to look at all the pictures because they're so cool. But they've got really cool stuff going on in here.
Ooh.
I like that picture. Iguana, get out of here. Or Iguana, get out of here. I think that's what it's supposed to be. But yeah, so that's Stunt Boy In Between Time by Jason Reynolds with drawings by Raoul III. And then the other one was Ghost Book by Remy Lay. And they are both out as we speak. Place your holds, get your books, read them all.
I don't think they have too many books.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
I could open a whole library with all the books I own.
I have a lot of books too, but I don't think I have too many. And actually, I got rid of some books this year. I donated some books to the library book sale that I didn't need anymore. And now I have extra space. So, I think my husband got some more bookshelves and I think he stole some books from down here. So that's probably why we also have some space. So I have room.
Most of the books I get are from Give a Book, Take a Books, which are very underrated. They're amazing. Like you could find some really good books there.
Like little free libraries?
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. They could be called little free libraries or Give a Book, Take a Book.
Yeah. They sometimes have really great stuff in them, especially the ones here in Hudson and in Greenport. Sometimes there's really great books in them.
I actually realized that I didn't go to any Give a Book, Take a Books when I was upstate.
Next time, something to look forward to.
Yep.
I always love them, but I don't usually have any books on hand that I can give, so usually just take.
Yeah, same. Usually
I
it's
think
like
people are okay with that.
Take a book. I see a book, I take a book.
It's take a book, take a book for me.
I think most people that run those want people to just have access to books, and they're kind of like, someday somebody's going to give two books and take one, or give two and not take any, and it'll all even out in the end. I think as long as you're not like emptying it, people are okay with you taking a book or two.
I mean, they have it because those are the books that they don't want to read. They just want to give to the community also. So like, just don't rob it.
Yeah.
And sometimes people put like CDs and stuff in there. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out, I'm trying to balance, like, I borrow a lot of books from the library, and I'm trying to balance reading the ones that I check out, as well as the audiobooks that